Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going to low Earth orbit with Axiom. Bob, remind me, Axiom, and it's coming to the rescue of ISS. Is that right? Good evening to you.
It's running away from ISS, John. I was originally going to talk about how Axiom's commercial manned mission to ISS. They have three passengers from Poland, Hungary, and India, and they're charging $70 million per seat, and that produces them some cash. That's what I was originally going to talk about. But that flight has now been canceled indefinitely, and it's been canceled indefinitely not because of any problems with the Falcon 9 rocket or the Dragon capsule that SpaceX has. It's been canceled indefinitely, suspended indefinitely, because of new leaks in the Zvezda module on ISS.
Yeah.
This is a significant story, and it's of concern, and it's been of concern now for about a year, but increasingly so. It appears that the Russians were doing repair work in Zvezda to try to seal up the leaks, and it appears that the current leak rate, as they say, was holding pressure. And then suddenly they announced, no, we're not going to do this flight. And there seems to be an increase in leakage in the module, and they've been working to seal them. And so there's some issue going on there. And that they canceled this flight is disturbing for many reasons, because it would not dock with Zvezda or the Russian side. It would dock with the American side of the station. So it wasn't directly connected with Zvezda. And as has been routine now for several years, whenever there is a docking on ISS, either on the Russian or the American side, they close the hatch between the two sides, especially with Zvezda, because they really are these leaks are from what appear to be stress fractures in the module's hull. That doesn't sound trivial, does it? And there seem to be more of them. And so there's a concern that during a docking on Zvezda, the whole module could collapse, could just be destroyed. And that would be an immediate, serious problem in the whole station. The American side closes the hatch to the Russian side. For the Russian side, they keep the hatch to Zvezda closed until they have to go in. So if it collapsed, you wouldn't have a complete loss of air in their half of the station. But the consequences for the station with such a sudden traumatic incident is unknown. And so they've canceled the Axiom mission, or at least they've scrubbed it, and we don't know of a launch date. We have not gotten any updates on the leak situation. Elon Musk repeated recently what he said back in February, that he thinks the state of the station is weak and dangerous, and we should be working to deorbit it in within 2 years. That's his thing. Don't wait till 2030.
Bob, I recall Zvezda is the module that allows the Russians to dock. But I recall the Russians have vital infrastructure that is not on the American side, and it must function. Do I remember that correctly?
We've reached a situation where I think the Russian half of the station was gone, the station might be able to survive for a while. For example, the Russians have been using their Progress freighters to raise the orbit of the station since its inception. But both Dragon capsules, both cargo and manned, as well as the new Japanese HTV cargo vessel, which is about to launch for the first time sometime in the next few months, are designed to maybe be able to provide that same orbital lift capability. And they've done some tests with both Cygnus and Dragon to see if they could do this. And so, yes, it could survive, but I will tell you, a catastrophic failure of Zvezda will not be good for the whole station. It's designed to be balanced the way it is, and if you lose a module, you have to reorder things very quickly.
Voyager Technologies, raising money for what? What do they do?
This is to replace ISS, John. Voyager Technologies is one of the four consortiums or companies that are building space stations right now and competing for a major NASA contract, or maybe two NASA contracts. Voyager is building a station they call Starlab. It'll be launched. It's a single module on Starship when Starship's finally flying. They have built nothing. They've only been focused on design work up to now, which is why I kind of rate them at the bottom of my list in ranking these four space station consortiums as the possibility of getting that contract. However, they decided to go public. Voyager Technologies this week went public, and it released a public stock offering, and it now appears it raised almost $400 million in public investment capital from this. Now, they already have gotten a $217 million development contract from NASA, so this gives them almost $600 million in cash to work with. Remember, they haven't built anything. They've been doing design work, so they essentially have not spent a lot of money. They could start building hardware now with this, and I think they need to because they have got to demonstrate action compared to the other competitors who have all built some things. They've got to do the same thing, and that's what this money will give them, I think.
What is New Glenn? What is the problem?
All right, so New Glenn is the orbital big rocket that Blue Origin proposed back in 2015. It was supposed to launch in 2020. It finally did its first launch in January of this year, 5 years late. The second launch has not yet happened. They were pushing originally to launch in spring. They've now announced they're delaying the launch until August, though there are sources that say it won't happen until September. I have no idea what the delay is here. This is very strange. This is typical of Blue Origin. They move too slowly. The launch in January was a success. They put the payload in orbit the way they're supposed to, and the rocket appeared to function as it was supposed to. The only thing that didn't succeed was they did not successfully land the first stage on the barge. It was a failure there. But like SpaceX, when it was developing landing back in the mid-teens, that didn't impact the rocket's launch. Launch again, try it again, but launch. They haven't launched. And they now announced they're delaying the launch till the next launch of Blue Origin of New Glenn until August. And it doesn't speak well for this company, this slow pace, John. We just don't know what's going on.
Bob, don't I see supersonic company startups, people proposing planes again?
Yes. I've talked about one particular company at length with you and on my website, Behind the Black, called Boom Supersonic.
Right.
Boom Supersonic has been developing and flying prototypes. And in fact, recently did a very successful prototype flight in which their manned ship, plane, broke the sound barrier three times and basically produced no audible sonic boom. That was the main purpose of the tests, because they're trying to develop technology that eliminates the sonic boom. Now, they were selling this plane to airlines as an international flight vehicle, and their eventual Overture supersonic jet would be an 80-passenger jet, and they've already got contracts with both Japan Airlines and United to sell planes to these two airline companies. But it was for international flights, because until Trump came along just now, since the 70s, there have been regulations that forbid supersonic flights over the United States over land because of the sonic booms. Well, the Trump administration has now eliminated those restrictions. They have 180 days to put this forth, but they're basically saying right now there's no reason to restrict this. This is an absurd restriction, and it was always an absurd restriction. The sonic boom is not a significant problem. And since the technology now is advancing to eliminate the sonic boom, there's even less reason to prevent supersonic planes from flying over the United States. This is good news for those startups. There's more than one. Boom is the most significant one. This just means that very soon you might be able to get a supersonic flight to go from New York to L.A. in less than 3 hours.
Space Force has friends on Capitol Hill, Bob.
Yeah, this is part of the pattern that's very disturbing. Everyone recognizes we are bankrupt. We have no money. We've got a gigantic debt in the almost half a $50 trillion. And yet, every budget cut that Trump has proposed it gets to the Congress, and they immediately eliminate the cut, and they actually add more money in. In this case, with the Space Force, Trump had suggested reducing the Space Force's budget by about $2.5 billion, bring it down to about $26 billion per year, which is more than NASA gets. The House Appropriations Committee immediately said, no way, we're going to put that money back. And even though we have no idea how this money will be spent, we'll add another $300 million to raise the budget. And so basically, our Congress is bankrupt. It very much wants to send us into bankruptcy. It thinks money grows on trees and it spends it wildly.
The question about spaceports in Alaska compels me. Here's why, Bob. A long time ago, when books were not sold online, Amazon, there was a general understanding in publishing that in the title, if you put Alaska, golf, or cats, you would sell more copies.
It used to be Einstein, too. I was told by Einstein in the title.
The perfect cover was golfing for cats in Alaska with a Nazi swastika on the...
Designed by Einstein.
Yeah. So it still works. Every time I see the word Alaska, I think, that'll sell.
Well, what we got in Alaska is a situation where two different space launch facilities have signed a partnership agreement to try to encourage business to come to them. One, Kodiak, on Kodiak Island on the southern coast, that has been a launch facility for some time and has actually done orbital launches. The other is called Poker Flat. It's north of Fairbanks in the middle interior of Alaska. And for decades, it's been used for suborbital test launches. These are smaller rockets, mostly university launches. Well, the two institutions that run these two spaceports have signed a partnership deal to try to encourage business and to upgrade Poker Flats for commercial launches, maybe orbital. I don't see how a Poker Flat's going to get much business because any launch has got to go over the interior of either Alaska or Canada, and that's not been permitted in the United States. But nonetheless, they want to bring business to Alaska, and now they have more multiple options, and they're working together. That's the space race in spaceports, John, continues.
That is the polar launch. If you're that far north, that's what you'd be using. What was polar launch?
Yes, launch that far north is likely most advantageous for polar launches going over the poles. Such a launch would also take the rocket above less populated areas from Alaska. You'd go north, and there's less there. You're over the Arctic Circle. So you could conceivably dump things on the ground and not risk anybody. You would, of course, have to deal with the environmental questions. That's how we
do. Right. All right. Mexico lawfare against Boca Chica. What is Musk done now, Bob?
Oh, Musk hasn't done anything, but this is just stupidity in Mexico. In the Mexican state that's adjacent to Texas at Boca Chica, one of the officials there, the head of its Secretariat for Urban Development and Environment, she announced they are requesting that investigations be done into the damages and potential damages that super heavy rocket fragments might cause to the beaches there. It appears that on the last test flight, they landed super heavy in the ocean rather than bring it back to the chopsticks. And they recovered it, but parts broke off, and some of them floated to the beaches on Mexico. And this official is saying, we got to do something about this. This is a danger to locals. It's terrible. It's going to cause pollution. We have to stop it somehow. Meanwhile, the locals in Mexico have been gathering up the parts and selling them on social media for money as collector's items. So there is no pollution because the locals are getting them. And secondly, the locals are benefiting from that. So this is just stupidity. It is lawfare, John. It's just Elon Musk is evil, so therefore we must complain about them. And Mexico is chiming in the same problem.
All right, quickly, there's a China robot. Why are we watching it?
There's two China robots. There's a robot, a servicing satellite that they launched in 21 that actually docked with another satellite and tugged it to a graveyard orbit out of the way in geosynchronous orbit. A second robot was launched in January. It's now maneuvering itself close to the first robot, and we're anticipating they're going to dock together, and the second one will refuel the first. We don't know that for a fact, but that's what is theorized. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has got surveillance satellites close by to watch all this, John. Most fun.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.